Father, we want to thank you and bless you. We pray in the presence of your Holy Spirit upon us. Come and minister unto us your word. Holy Spirit, touch our lives, change us, and use us. In Jesus' precious name, everybody say big amen. Well, put your hands together for the Lord, somebody. And grab your Bible and say, this is my Bible. Contains the word of God. I am what he says I am. I'm about to receive the rich, unfailing, and grafted word of God, which is able to save my soul and give me inheritance in the kingdom of God. My life will never be the same. Never, never the same. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Kindly take your seat in God's presence. Last week we embarked on a journey of, because as we started our fasting and prayer, we embarked on teaching on spiritual warfare. Amen. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5, the Bible says that though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Testimony, we do not war after the flesh. Because it says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So realize that even though we are in the flesh, we are fighting a battle that is beyond the flesh. In Ephesians 6:12, the Bible says that we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against principalities, number two, powers, number three, rulers of the darkness of this world, and number four, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So four categories of spirits or entities that we are contending against. Amen. And the first one has to do with principalities, that is ruler spirits in communities, in large regions, and they tend to influence the character traits of the people. So you go to places and you see that they behave in a particular way because of the spirit over there. Then there are also powers that are released against us. Are you getting me? Like witchcraft powers and things like that. The rulers of darkness of this age and spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, we read from 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 to 9 how the attitudes of people in the last days are going to be, the kind of spirits that are going to be influencing people in the last days. We are actually in the last days. That's what we are in the last days. Now, we read from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 9. Quickly, let's look at it. We're just doing a quick review and then we'll enter the substance of the day. Hallelujah. Now, last week I issued a caveat and I told you that what I'm teaching you is meant for our good. Is that right? Yeah. It's not a pointing of finger at any individual, but it is to be able to look at ourselves and say, you see, every time the word of God is coming, the Bible says the word of God is profitable for what? Doctrine. That means to teach you principles. So you have to have principles in life. Number two, the word of God is profitable for rebuke. Rebuke means to show you where you are erring. And as you're going, you know, on the path of life, you may be erring, but you may not know. So somebody may have to, something has to prod you so that you know that, hey, I am erring. And then the word of God is meant for correction. Amen. And then finally, it's meant for instruction in righteousness, you know, to show you things to do. Can I have an amen? Okay, So now, we read that in 2 Timothy, the lifestyle of the last days. Can you put it on the screen for me? 2 Timothy chapter 3. Please work with me fast. In the last days, and we are in the last days, perilous times shall come. I like for you to do it, New King James or NIV. Please work with me. Number 2, verse 2, quickly. Men will be lovers of themselves. Do it, New Living Translation. So it will be fast, New Living Translation. People will love only themselves and their money. Is that not what all of us are going for? We just love ourselves. What is convenient for us is what we do. And money, where there's money. And there are people that, you see, where, when you put a human being here, you put money here, they will choose the money. Oh, yes. They will kill. In fact, even when it comes to relationships, there are many girls, when you choose a good guy here and a bad guy with money, they can go for the bad guy with the money. Say, I don't want to suffer. I've suffered enough. So at least let me enjoy. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God. You know, people make mockery at God today. No respect for God today. People don't fear God. They'll be disobedient to their parents and ungrateful. Eh? People are very ungrateful. They say people can talk to their parents anyhow. That's why you see a lot of young people, shock, 18 years, it's gone. Shock. 20-something, 30-something, whatever. Because Bible says, honor your father and mother that it may be well with you, that your days will be long. Are you here with me? So the obedience to the word of God ensures your welfare and longevity in life. It's not just the vitamins you are taking. It's not good food. It's not exercise. It's total obedience to the word of God. It's only hearing me something. Hallelujah. Yes. It's not the pouring of oil on you. It's not the prophecy. I want to go to a place where they are prophesying. They are pouring oil on me. No, the basic word of God. What you break will break you. So they will consider nothing sacred. And there's nothing sacred today. Girls are sleeping with girls. Girls are marrying girls. Boys are marrying, but men are marrying men. That's it. It's in the Bible. But the Bible says this is what will happen in the last days. Are you here with me? So when you see these things, you must know that we are really in the last days. A scripture I'm reading. No commentary. Number 3. They will be unloving and unforgiving. You see, where something even goes on and they don't know monkwa. In my language, you say monkwa, that means that let it stay. Unforgiving, unloving, unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. You know, to slander means to destroy. Speak very evil things to destroy a person. And that's why you go on the political field, you get into business field, offices, whatever. People will try to destroy anybody just for any reason sake, so that it should be well with them. So that their case will sound nice. Their case. You see, when you look at the logo of lawyers or the judiciary, you are seeing that you are going to see a scale. It means that before you conclude on a matter, you must check both the left and the right. Is that right? But for many of us, once we hear a story on one side, boom, then we jump. The first person who comes to tell his story is right. Yeah, that's a mistake. The first person who tells a story is right. And whoever is telling their story will tell it in the way that you like it. How many people will go and say that I misbehaved towards this person? How many people will say that I slapped this person first? How many people will say, well, most of us, especially we Africans, unfortunately, many of us don't speak the truth. We have not been trained to speak the truth. It's true. Most of us Africans, we even in church, we are lying.
We speaking in tongues. Shalabalabalaba. After that, we are lying. Yes. We lie. It's part of, it's like it's become part of our genes. They will be cruel and hate what is good. Yes. These days, you see, what is good, you see, what is evil is liked and people hail it. And what is good, people don't like it. I've come to realize something, especially in our country now. You are punished for doing good. You are punished for doing the right thing. Yes, you are punished. When you try to be right, you are even doing your work well. Yeah? The person who does his work well, society turns against the one. And we don't like a person who is upright and speaking the truth. It's a person who's... Number four. I'm coming. They will betray their friends. Yeah? You see, to betray means a person has opened his life to you. Is that right? Shared even things with you. And then you go and expose him. They will be reckless. They will be puffed up with pride. Be careful. You see, most children are very humble. But when they start making just a few goodies, and they think that, now I don't need you much, that is when they reject parents. So when you have a child, don't think your child likes you so much. It's because your child is vulnerable at the stage and they need you. You watch. How many parents are there whose children don't call them? They don't mind them. They can be there. And at a certain stage, when they are being corrected, they will fight their father. They will fight their mother. Because this stage, I don't need you. I think I have my own house. I think I've got my own job. I think I've got my own this thing. Are you here with me? Yes. And be careful if you're a lady. And I've come to realize that this is one of the sins of our sisters, especially in Christendom. A number of Christian girls or Christian ladies, when they marry, see, they'll be forcing to pray a lot, kalabaya baya, walk in every form of humility. Shabalaba, shodabaya baba. The moment they marry and they get one child, two, and they've got three, they've got their own little work that they think they now will not depend on a man. They become very disobedient to a man. So the man just becomes a sperm donor. Donating sperms. And it's the joy of every woman, number one, to be married. And especially when you are, for a Christian, to have a Christian marriage, you have become a missus or you are whatever. So you are, at least you are legitimately married. Is that right? And after marriage, you want to have children. The joy that I have now my own children. And then, now I have my own job. I don't need a man. I don't need a man. And if I want to satisfy myself, I can satisfy myself through any other means. By the grace of God, I've done this work for some time. Amen. Yeah. I'm preaching. I can go and get another woman. I can go and get another man. Get somebody to service me. And now I've got money. I can service myself, get another woman or get another man to service me. So I don't need my husband. I don't need to listen to him. And it's a spirit. And that is what I'm teaching today, that the devil wanting to destroy, if a devil wants to destroy a generation, wants to destroy a family, wants to destroy a marriage, wants to destroy a church. The two major spirits he uses are the spirit of the Antichrist and the spirit of Jezebel. It's a spirit. Someone say it's a spirit. It's a spirit that makes a person do that. Because the Bible says that husbands love your wives, wives submit. And so where the wife gets to a point where that I don't need you. I remember one lady said, And so you see that she has one or two kids with this person, then moves to another person. One or two kids, one or, got a number of children, but their fathers are different. It's a desire that I am not going to submit. Going contrary to the word of God. Please, just keep my scripture there for me. Are we learning something here? We are going slowly today. Amen. No. And you need to pray, because you see, this thing can affect anybody and everybody. That it gets to a point whereby, you see, don't think people are humble. Until they have something and they exhibit humility, don't tag them that they are very humble. Yes, please. Yes, daddy. Yes, mommy. Yes, boss. No. Don't let it get to your head. Hallelujah. They will be puffed up with pride. And love, please. There are sisters who do that, or who pray that God deliver me from what this man of God is saying, that I do not become a victim of that. Is that right? Yeah. And then many of our Christian sisters also misbehave, because they think that once a man is married, Christian brother, you are not supposed to pass anywhere. So my loco, I've locked you up, and I can behave anyway, anyhow. You have not locked anybody. You don't be silly. Amen. Don't be silly. Hallelujah. You don't know why some people die early. You want to destroy somebody's life. And there comes a time the wrath of God shows up and says, this person, if I don't clear this person out of my son's life or out of this place, the other person will be messed up. So before I realize, gone too soon. Because you are not working according to the purpose of God. Am I teaching something here? Amen. Amen. You see, there's no fear of God. There's something called fear of God. Which is part of Isaiah 11:2. May the spirit of the Lord rest upon you. The spirit of what? Let's look at it quickly. So they say, the Holy Spirit. He said, and the spirit of the Lord will rest on him. That's the number one. Number two, the spirit of wisdom to know what to do. Three, the spirit of what? Understanding. Number four, the spirit of counsel. Number five, the spirit of what? Might, strength to do what you have to do. And the spirit of knowledge. And what? And of the fear of the Lord. Some don't have the spirit of the fear of the Lord. You see, it's the spirit of the fear of the Lord that will causes you actually to obey the word of God. That I will not do this. I love God and I fear. The word feared is talking about reverence. Reverence. Someone say reverence. Yeah. And you see, you must have a fear for your father. When we say fear for your father, it's not like you can't talk to him. But there must be a reverence to your father, that there are certain lines you don't cross. There are certain things, no matter how your father jokes with you and go, there are things you don't say to your father. There are lines you don't cross. When you are even upset, there are things you don't say to a father. There are things you don't say to a mother. There are things you don't say to a boss. It's called temperance, holding yourself up. I feel like punching my father, but you don't have to punch him. I feel like telling him off. I feel like insulting my mother. That look at my Bobby is standing, your own has fallen flat. And you are comparing yourself. A lot of young girls, they see their mother and they see their own son. Your own has gone down. And they are comparing. Hallelujah. Are you here with me? They have no fear for God. Pray that you have the fear of God. Yeah. The Bible says the fear of God is the beginning of what? Wisdom. So anybody who doesn't fear God has no wisdom. That means that he doesn't know the right things to do. So your fear of God will let you do
the right things in life. Amen. So Satan always throws to us the spirit called Jezebel. Now Jezebel was manifested, the spirit of Jezebel was primarily manifested by a woman called Jezebel, who got married to a certain man called Ahab. But Jezebel itself is not a woman per se. It's not just a female spirit, but I mean, it's just being used to describe something. Is that right? Now, Jezebel got married. Jezebel's father was called Ethbaal, the king of the Zidonians, and got married to the king of Israel called Ahab. Now, this king of Israel was weak and permissive. A Jezebel spirit will always operate against a weak and a permissive individual. So you can be a girl working with another girl, working with another man, and if your spirit man is weak and you don't have proper values and strength, the spirit of Jezebel will control you. The primary purpose of the spirit of Jezebel is to manipulate you or intimidate you in order to dominate you. So it's a domineering spirit. So you see that in some homes, either the man is overly domineering or the woman is domineering, and she uses many ways to manipulate the man or intimidate the man to bring the person under subjection and submission. Are you here with me? Now, the primary purpose of the Jezebel spirit is to create idolatry. Someone say idolatry. Number two, sexual immorality. And number three is murder. When Jezebel got married to Ahab, she brought the idol of the Zidonians. So she introduced idol worship, the worship of Baal. So she actually made the husband move away from worshiping Yahweh, the Most High God, and into serving Baal. So they actually created temples for Baal and put Baal idols and Asherah. And she was the one sponsoring 450 prophets of Baal and 400 evil prophets of Asherah. So 850 people were eating from her table. So Jezebel actually sponsors people to control them. So Jezebel, I'll get you this, I'll get you that, I'll get you that. Now, the next thing Jezebel does is get into promiscuity. So if you realize, a lot of times, idol worship goes with immorality. They sleep around a lot. And number three, they kill. In idol worshippers. I mean, anybody who is coming from a town or a village where there's idol, you see that, you take the person to an idol and say, this one has done this. And Jezebel was a person who was killing the true prophets of God. So anybody who has an agenda to destroy, to kill marriages, to kill churches, to kill relationships, to kill families, to destroy, he's being used by the devil. John 10:10. He comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you have life and have it abundantly. May God give you life.
And may God give you the upper hand against any Jezebelic spirit that will want to cower you, that will want to put you down. May God let you prevail over it in the name of Jesus. And sometimes some of this spirit, is why I'm talking about it, is transferable. Yes. When you see your grandma controlling your grandfather, your mother controlling your father, that spirit can come to you. When you are going to marry, check every home. How does a man, the woman, the person's parents, how do they behave? Does the mother control? If she controls, there's a tendency that the next one is coming on you. Because what the girl has seen and known as marriage is what she's coming to exhibit. I know some of you don't like my message, but I'm preaching. That's it. I knew a lady going to church, speaking tongues, everything. Nice, smiley lady. Their mother used to squeeze her face. But the husband used to induce the man, nyama, 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 nyama. Hey, when the girl got married, the girl, the way the girl had to scream at the husband and squeeze her face and think, I mean, her face became very dark at the husband. Exactly what the mother was doing to the father. The person was doing the same. That's why I'm saying this message is for you. Who the calf fits, let him wear it. We are learning. Nobody's name has been mentioned. Am I helping you, somebody? Yeah. What are the entry points of the Jezebel spirits? We said number one is unresolved emotional pain. Unresolved emotional pain. So maybe this lady who is exercising this kind of spirit over the husband, maybe had a beloved boyfriend who mistreated her, abused her. So she gets up and say, I won't sit down for anybody to do this. You see, like the woman who said, maybe one Bema has booed her kwasia. Somebody had done something she didn't like. So now, instead of getting healed and walking in submission, she gets angry in her spirit, man, and says, yes, I love a guy, but the guy will not control me. I love what the guy has. The fact that I am Mrs., the fact that I'm going to get his sperm, the fact that I'm going to get some emotional satisfaction, I'm going to get it, but I am not going to submit. I will fight. It's a Jezebel spirit. So, an unresolved emotional pain. Yeah? Either you felt rejected, sometimes even children are growing up, and when children are growing up and they feel rejected, now they want to do something to be accepted. Sometimes that the tantrums that children throw and misbehavior of some people is just because of the fact that there was they felt rejected. Right? Abused. Or something happened and they had not been able to forgive, unforgiveness. So the pain there, becomes a substratum. It becomes a point of contact for the spirit of Jezebel, which is a spirit of rebellion and domineering, to enter into them. Hello? Are you getting something today?
Hallelujah.
Amen. And the moment you remove the emotional pain, you overcome Jezebel spirits. May you overcome every Jezebel spirit. Yes. Yeah. I've known guys who can be very rebellious. Some of them, they go to any work, couple of months or maximum 1 year, they are changing jobs, they're angry and all those things, because there was no father figure there, you know, to, or they were angry at a father. And so they will, anytime they meet an authority figure who exerts a little strength on them, they get angry. So Jezebel's spirit operates against manhood, wants to emasculate you, wants you to lose your testosterone, your ability to be a man. And when I say ability to be, ability to stand on your ground. So you may be a woman, you are in a responsible position, but there is somebody around you who wants to, you know, control you, lose your authority, chase you away from your own job. And there was somebody I was chatting with, and the person said, somebody came into this person's life, and the way the person was trying to control this person I'm talking about, the person felt like being, you know, being choked, being suffocated. So when you are in a place where you find out that somebody deal with you in a way where you are being choked, and they don't want you, into one of the key things is where you are afraid of correcting. If I correct this person, you cannot say, may call kampa, it will destroy everything. The whole area will hear us. So I want to be quiet. That's a Jezebel spirit. So number one is unresolved emotional pain. Number two is generational curses. And that's why I said when grandma controls grandpa, mommy controls daddy. Because women are not supposed to be controlling them. Women are not the head of the home. You see, everywhere you go to, you must ask who is in charge. Amen. That is why Sarah used to call the husband Lord. Lord means you are in charge, you are boss. If you are going to marry anybody or you are going to work anywhere and you can't see the person there as being in charge, then don't go and work there. Then don't marry the person, because you are going to fight the work of God and God is going to fight you eventually. Amen. So generational curse. You will see Judah had a sexual weakness. And that sexual weakness, 10 generations later, he slept with a daughter-in-law. 10 generations later, David. And David slept with Bathsheba. Is that right? Then David's son, Amnon, slept with the half-sister, Tamar. And Absalom came and slept with David's wives. So you could see a generational curse, something that has come in, something that was being, it's a spirit that was making them to do that. The third entering point is dysfunctional families. And dysfunctional families means a family that is characterized by conflict, misbehavior, or abuse. Conflict, misbehavior, or abuse. And you go to certain families where there's always some conflict. You get to a place where somebody is always creating conflicts. Somebody is trying to misbehave. They don't want to go through the status quo. They want to do what they want to do. This is a Jezebel spirit. Amen. One day, a boy was told by the mom, sit down. And he was sitting. Sit down. And then the mom collected the boy and put him down. Then the guy said, even though I'm sitting inside, I'm standing. It's a rebellious spirit. Yeah. You've made me sit, but I'm not sitting, I'm standing. So there are even people who say, I'm sorry, but they are not sorry. They just said they're sorry with their mouths. It's a formality. Are you hearing? Then we ask, why is the spirit released? What's the assignment of the Jezebel spirit? We said, number one, it undermines God's set word, legitimate authority. Ahab wanted Naboth's vineyard. that has been bequeathed to him from his parents. When Ahab said, I can't give my vineyard to you, Ahab went to the house, a weak husband. He went to the house looking very morose. Jezebel comes around and says, are you not the king? How come? I will take the land for you. A Jezebel tries to exercise strength more than even the leader. A Jezebel is behind the scenes, and he made sure that Naboth had been killed and they took the land. But Jezebels always have a bad end. Eh? When Ahab died, Jehu took over and they threw Jezebel from a story building. He fell down and horses trampled on him, on her, and dogs were licking her blood. A disgraceful death. Jezebels are always disgraced at the end of the day. And make sure that you do not participate in the spirit. So, it undermines God's set authority. It craves for authority. Number two, it destroys manhood and priesthood. Amen. Yeah. The man can't pray. He can't be whatever he is. The man is reduced to nothing. So, you see in some homes, you can see that the man is not in charge. Yeah. His manhood has been reduced. Number three, it hates fatherhood. It hates fatherhood. So, now, fathers represent God. Anybody who does things and tries to reduce the effect of fatherhood, that's a Jezebel spirit. Is that right? Why is it so? Because fathers are the blessers. So they push a man to a position whereby the man can bless his children. Try to separate a man from his children. Anybody, any spirit, anybody who does things to separate a man from his children, the person is exhibiting a Jezebel spirit. When you come to church and you manipulate people, to be against the father of the house so that they will like you and what you are doing and say is right. And you see, isn't it funny that because of your father, you are in a family, you have become brothers and sisters. And one day, one of your brothers does something or your sister and the father talks about it, and this person is able to influence your siblings against a father. Is it a righteous thing to do? If it wasn't for the father, would you have had that person as a brother? You would have had the person as a brother. So, you must know that there's something wrong. The Bible says that children speak with their enemies in the gates. Fathers are not even supposed to fight. It is children who must fight on behalf of fathers. So, when somebody is misbehaving towards a father, you the children, the family I come from, children fight other children and other rebellious people. The fathers have no. They are too high. They are too high. Our siblings deal with each other. He said, "You're my papa, when you are, don't misbehave. They will deal with you. Your own siblings are going to deal with you." Can I have an amen? Have you seen old men enscripted in the military? It is young people who fight for the nation. It's their sons and daughters who fight. If you are a son and you can't fight for your father, then you are not a son. If you are there, it's true. If you are in this church and somebody maligns the church and I preach to you, bless you, pray for you, You see, when I came earlier on, I look very tired. One bishop said, before we get into the service, already tired. Yes. Yesterday, from morning to evening. Last night, even as in the evening, we were at Mr. Mauto's wedding, standing with him to make sure that everything goes well. And one day, something enters my mind and said, nobody loves me. I've never been shown love. Did you put petrol in my car to come there and stand with you and pray for you? And now you have children, you have businesses, you have whatever. And you, the children, somebody is fighting a father. And you shout at the moment you come and say, oh, yes, the person is right. A father is wrong. You have a bad spirit. Amen. Oh, he has a case. He has a case. He has what case? He has a case. I think there's a program on TV. Who a case are now? Who a case are now? It's I think it's a legal something. Who a case are now? Yes. It cannot be. You see, most of you are young. You grow up at a certain age. And when you see your children manifest some things, they say, oh no, the man said it. And the essence of a Jezebel spirit is to take the children from a blessing. And it's not mothers who bless, please. It's fathers who bless. And so, the activity is to take you from a blessing. And it's a blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and added no sorrow. Anybody that you are disconnected from your father, you are disconnected from a blessing. That's why when people are going to marry, it's not a mother who was a child. It's a father. And if the father is not there, it's the father's representative. And the ultimate father is God Almighty. So God Almighty has given his authority to the man to work on his behalf. Hallelujah. So it hates fatherhood. Anybody who does something, this dad thing irritates me. Dad. Now, this time they don't address you by your name, dad. Now they mention your normal name. You say, who am I? You say, you are Mr. This. When they used to call you daddy or mommy. You say, I want to open your eyes. You see, there are times that you may be doing something that you are not even aware that this thing that I'm doing is wrong. That is why sometimes you are doing a work. You are doing a work. The work you are doing is wrong. So it must take somebody with a higher understanding to tell you that we don't work it this way. If I give you an equation, I say, cos square theta plus sine square theta is equal to tan square theta. Prove. Yes. And you start, and then you start 3s cube plus 80. The first thing is that you must draw this triangle A, B, C, and things, and we'll start computing from there plus the angles. So the moment I don't see you draw that triangle, that I know you are wrong. It stops the supernatural. Number 5, it stops the movement of God. That means that it fights spirituality. So when you see somebody doing something that seems to be fighting your spirituality, your desire to be in church, serving God, all those things. Are you the church? Are you the owner of the church? Every day you are in church. Every day this, every day that. A Jezebel is at work. Number 6. It silences and kills God's servants. That is what Jezebel was doing. Silencing and killing God's servants. Number 7. Establishes her own authority. So has people he controls. Number 8. It shuts down true what? Worship. I told that the Jezebel spirit, what does it do? It replaces the worship of God with the worship of Baal. Are you getting me? Yes. And we'll be, the music, this, we don't like it. The choir says, why are they singing this kind of song? We don't like the worship. All those things. Jezebel spirit is at work. Bible says that those who worship the Lord must worship him in spirit and in truth. John chapter 4, verse 23. Number 9. They steal and destroy your legacy. Anything that is being done to steal and destroy your legacy. You are working, you can't finish your education. Eh? Your children are turned against you. You see, your legacy is what you have done that must be seen. Anybody who is doing anything to stop the perpetuation of God's work, like in the church, you do things to drive people away so that the man cannot see his spiritual sons and daughters. Eh? Yeah. Oh, that is a spirit of, you know, Jezebel. Abortion. It's a spirit of Jezebel because you are supposed to give birth, but you are aborting the child so that you cannot see, you know, the spirit of Jezebel makes you lose your children. So when you are pregnant, you need to pray against the spirit of Jezebel, the spirit that wants you to lose your children so you can't see your children and your children's children. The spirit that doesn't want you to see the fruit of your labor. Are you getting me? He doesn't want you to see the fruit of your labor. Yeah. And there are people who are working that way. They don't want you to see the fruit of your labor. That's a Jezebel spirit. Number 10. He destroys your identity. You see, you had a nice identity. Nice, bubbly, jumping, smiling, all those things. Now, you come with a long face. Like somebody who has been baptized with lemon juice. Now, when you come to church, praise the Lord. You don't get involved. You used to be involved. Now, you don't get involved. You don't smile. There's a spirit. You may think that, oh, I have an issue. There is something. No. There is something that is controlling you. There's something that is controlling you. You see, in the cold season, in the temperate regions, you see them wearing coats, heavy coats. Why? Because something is controlling them, so they have to wear the heavy coats. Eh? Yeah. And with us, we don't cover ourselves with blankets. Eh? Because over here, it's very hot. You see? So there is always something that wants to control you. And number 11, it undermines kingdom authority. Eh? Yeah. They say, if I were to be this, eh? If I were to be the pharmacist, I would have given you this. But you are not. If I were to be in charge, me, I would have done things this way. Yes, everybody will have a different way of doing things. If you ask many people how they cook food, I'm sure they will tell you. They do things very differently. Yes. It doesn't mean they are wrong. It's just their methodology. Yeah. Amen. And when you do that, you're having anybody who wants to usurp authority and undermine what you are doing, that is a spirit of Jezebel and an Absalomic spirit. Absalom went to the people and said, if I were to be the king, this is your matter, you won't be sitting for too long. They were starting kissing people. So Absalom tries to give people things to steal their hearts from a legitimate father. He will give you toffees. When you are misbehaving, they will never talk. So that they will act like they are Mr. Goody Goody and Madam Goody Goody. It's an Absalom spirit. A Jezebel. And a Jezebel spirit, one of the key characteristics is that what you have, that is what they want. What you have is what they want. Not that they want to be like you. They want what you have. So they'll do everything to take away what you have. And that is what Jezebel did to Ahab, to take away his authority. So even though he was a king, he was not a ruler. There was a ruler. Do you know that even in political parties, sometimes it's not a big man there. There are rulers who hijack the thing. Are you here with me? Yeah. Something happened and I was talking to somebody and I said, but can't this person at the top, this top here, do this? He said, hey, he didn't go there alone. No. He didn't end there. He went there through this something. So there are people, kingpins and people who are there, who are money. And that's the reason why our country doesn't go the way it is. Sometimes the leadership know that this thing is bad. I mean, why should we be here? Eh? We have dissect in every community. Eh? District Security Command, Regional Security Command, and they can't see that they are digging somewhere. And they think you think they don't know they are digging somewhere. People know it. To degrade the soil. Meanwhile, people have gone to school to learn about environmental protection. And yet they are destroying it. And we, the younger generations, must rise up and be speaking and be talking and say that you can't destroy the place. And then after that, you take the money and fly outside the country. And there's no proper water for us to drink. And right now, someone told me, say, there are some places you'll never buy food. Foodstuffs from. Because they have put bad things into the water. I heard something that pained my heart. That even the fish that we buy, these guys go and put on lights in the night. So the fuel they are giving, they are there in the night. And they use the fuel to put on lights instead of fishing. And then they add some chemical to the thing. So the light attracts the fishes. The fishes come and they are eating. They come and towards the light. And then they are sucking the poison. So you see that they all die on top of the water. They don't need to cast anything. Then they just collect them. And they bring it. And you are eating fish. But for what people can gain, they will not stop the wrong. And you that you have seen the wrong, if you try to talk about it, you are finished. You are out. And they have the money to go to various places to help themselves in case they get a problem. But you will not talk. If it's as I'm teaching this about Jezebel, you don't want me to preach it. But I'm preaching. Today I'm preaching. Amen. Yeah. Why will you be so wicked that you are catching fish in a manner that the fish become poisoned and you can take the fish and sell it to your fellow brothers and sisters? That's what we said. That's a scripture I read. That from the beginning that the last day, people beloved of the world themselves and money. Hello? I don't want to come to social vices because it will change my message. Hallelujah. If you're a righteous person and you know you can do the right thing, stand up and go for a position which you will stand for God. Because, yeah. That there will be orderliness. Because the wickedness is too much. We are destroying our nation. We are destroying our nation. I'm telling you. Now, when people have got money and go, we don't ask, how did he get this? What was his name? Range Rovers 5. He's got this. He's got that. All we are doing, we are clapping for the person. The one who is working properly and okay, you say, oh, what do you have? What do you have in life? And they look down on you. But the Bible says that when you see the unrighteous, they seem to be prospering. Don't get worried. Their time is coming. Let's quickly look at characteristics of a person influenced by Jezebel. So how would you know that somebody is being influenced by the spirit of Jezebel? Number one, the person is driven by insecurity. Driven by what? And remember that the root of insecurity is jealousy. The root of what? Insecurity. So you see, when somebody becomes very controlling and all those things, it comes insecurity. And the reason why the person is insecure is because of jealousy. Cain was not secured in himself because he jealous his brother. His brother's sacrifice had been accepted. His own had not been accepted. He went and killed him.
his brother Cain. So an insecure person, when sometimes the person working in the spirit of Jezebel and all the, they do it out of insecurity. So even the way they are trying to dominate their husband is because they are not too secured where they are. So this man, I must control him. I must control him. Yeah. I must control him so that I will feel secured. That is why there are people, they can kill when they have the opportunity. They will, when they don't feel secure, they will kill all the people around who they don't feel secure. Yes. That is Jezebel at work. Eh? And when Jezebel felt insecure about the prophet of God, because she wanted to introduce idolatry, and the prophets of God were speaking the truth about the word of God, they were the ones who were highlighting the things of God, she had to fight them by killing them. So anybody who tries to kill righteousness, are you here with me? Because she was insecure. Can I do this? Can I do that? So it looks like the presence of this person will not allow me to be able to do what I have to do. So the spirit of Jezebel is an insecure. You say it's driven by what? Insecurity. And we define insecurity as uncertainty or anxiety or lack of confidence. The state of being open to danger or threats. So every insecure person is jealous. So write this. Insecurity is wrong security exposed. And insecurity is what tries to make people to try to make their well safe. So they are trying to make their secure their home secure. So sometimes even insecurity makes parents, don't go here, it's insecurity. They have not put their children in the hands of God. What happened to my child? Insecurity. Hallelujah. Okay, the next one, quickly. Are you enjoying what I'm teaching you? They seduce people to commit sin. They seduce people to commit sin. That means that they make people to compromise on the truth. They make people compromise on the truth by telling lies. Yeah, by telling lies. So the purpose of the spirit of seduction is to create an environment to break covenantal relationship with God and family. Telling lies. Number three, it creates an atmosphere to break covenant between families. It creates an atmosphere to break. This is a very important point. It creates what? An atmosphere to break covenant between families. That means that it pulls family members apart. It wants to get between family members. It wants to get between you and your pastor, you and your father, you and your wife, you and your children. So anybody who is trying to do anything, listen, if you are in this church and somebody is saying something or doing something, to get between you and your man of God, you and your father, that is a Jezebel spirit at work. Am I teaching here? Anybody who says things to divide family. You know, sometimes you go to a family and the family is divided. Have you seen this person? This person? This person? So the family is there coming from one tree, but they don't talk. They don't talk. The person has sown bad seed. He wants to do anything to get in between fathers and sons and daughters. Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. So the main thing is it destroys relationship between children and their parents, children and their father. If you are there and you see somebody exhibiting something to destroy a relationship between a father or a mother and the children, that is Jezebel's prayer. God said, I am sending you the prophet Elijah before the great and dreadful day
of the Lord arrives and is coming. So today I'm speaking like an Elijah. Verse 5. Verse 6. His preaching will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers. Otherwise, I will come and strike the land with a curse. So you see, where the heart of the children are turned away from their father, there's no blessing. Are you getting me? Stand, say. You know, this guy has been my son since he's been very young. Singing in the church. From singing and dancing. From nursery. KG. Yeah. Don't spoil him. Amen. Yeah. He's related with me. But you see, one day someone will go and say, oh, don't think that there's another place. Don't think they will try to introduce you somewhere else. Or it's a Jezebel. Or don't you think the last time the way daddy spoke with you, he should have brought you forward to use as illustration. It's a Jezebel spirit. Yeah, are you getting me? Yeah. And he's trying to say something to disconnect you. See, one day I distributed, somebody, a guest came around, gave us some books, and I distributed books. Apparently, some of the last set of books were for ladies. And so I didn't give to Reverend Fred, but I rather gave to some other ladies. First, I gave to the pastors, leaders, and co. Then somebody walked to him and said, you see, daddy didn't give you any of the book because he doesn't consider you as a pastor. Is the giving of the book what authenticates somebody as a pastor? But thank God, you see, he knows his roots. His heart was right. So that saying was not going to disconnect him. But somebody to have said, hey, it's true. They didn't give me. And then they come with a long face and getting angry. Are you here with me? So anybody that wants to say anything to separate you and me, yeah, it's a Jezebel spirit. Now, for me to bless you, if I have this envelope and I'm stretching it to you and you have turned your face from me because you are angry, somebody said something. And usually once you don't like somebody, you turn away from the person. Is that not it? And some of you come to church, but you have turned away. You only come to listen to the preaching and the prayer, but you don't have the love for your pastor. Oh, I know it. Archbishop Duncan Williams, he told me when he got that picture there, the day you see Dr. Otabil, Dr. Ampia Kofi, and when they were praying for me, he preached, he said, don't think that people love you. It's your anointing they love. Way back, he told me this in 1994. So I'm very much aware that a number of you come around because, and the Lord told me yesterday too, just for what you gain. But you see, you must relate to your father out of love. And when you love, love makes you, you see, love covers sins. Is that right? It covers weaknesses. Yes, love even covers weaknesses. That's a reason why Ham, you see, Ham didn't love his father enough. So when he saw his father's nakedness, he went and exposed it. But Shem loved the father. Why would my father's nakedness be exposed? He went and covered his father's nakedness. And God blessed. Look at the Jews. Small race, but they are so blessed. Japhethites. But the descendants of Ham, look at the difficulty. The moment you take your passport somewhere, your passport is not respected. Maybe you don't understand it. When you start traveling, you see. The moment you ask some of the people who travel to America, sometimes you travel, you take your passport there and say, go to this room. You are going for maybe another interview.
They are watching you. What did you bring? You are already being seen as a bad person. Even though they may not say it, but the way they are relating with you shows that you are not good. And there's something that is fighting us. Ham didn't honor his father. A spirit made Ham not to honor his father. So when you turn away, you are not going to get it. But when you turn towards me and I stretch my hand, you can get it. Do you get it? Yeah. Obisije.
Hallelujah.
Are you getting me? So never turn your heart away from a father. No matter what the father does. And sometimes fathers will do things that you can become agitated. I don't understand. I'm going to be this. They don't need to explain everything. And I want to say this. Don't expect your father to come to you. You must go to your father. It's children who go to parents and not parents go to their father. When a father apologizes to you, it's a curse, an abomination. When your father also, oh, I'm sorry. Daddy, please, don't worry. Don't worry. I was upset. That's all. Please, don't get there. I beg you. Because we don't wash our faces. We don't correct upwards. We correct that. Are you listening to me? What I'm saying, it may not sound spiritual, but it's very spiritual. If you let a father kneel down or say, I'm sorry. Yes, fathers can have to say, when you the father, you realize that, or something, a child's behavior will force a father to say, if what I said or my correction makes you feel agitated, and then I'm sorry that I gave out this correction to you. But it's not a blessing. Am I teaching the principles of life? You see, because many of you go to places, you are looking for mighty blessings, oil and coal, and things are not changing because you are not walking with the word. Thank you, sir. Go and sit down. So, Jezebel spirit is a covenant breaker of families. A covenant breaker of families. Number four, it seeks territorial domain. It seeks what? Territorial domain. The spirit it operates by saying, what's territorial? You know, dogs have got territories. Bears have got territories. Yeah. When there's a dog and another dog is coming, they chase. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Even the younger one. Territorial dog. That means that I am in charge of this place. Eh? If there's a lion in charge of lionesses, say, don't come here, they'll fight you. So, hey, don't come. This is my group. Don't come here. This is my choir. Don't come to the choir. This is my drums. Don't come. And then they take the drumsticks and put in their pockets. Nobody plays the drum. It is my drums. I am the drum player. This is my group. I am in charge of this one. Don't come close. No. It's not yours. It's for God. Can I have an amen? Yeah. Sometimes he doesn't want a leader. One day, you see your leader and he's like, he's passing. You can't even acknowledge him. No matter what you are doing, when your boss comes around, acknowledge him. Look at him. Good morning, sir. Good morning. Is there anything I can do for you? Don't act like you are too busy. Who put you on the chair? You see, I'm teaching you this because there are people, they don't say anything, but the next moment you have lost your job. And you don't know why others have been promoted. You are not being promoted. You are acting like you just arrived there by yourself. Cursing for boys and girls who are going to school. When a teacher comes to a class, what do you do? Class, even the class prefer to say, class, stand. Good morning, sir. Good morning, madam. Is that not it? They were teaching you something. You didn't continue with the learning from your primary school. Number five, it sows division and discord. So the spirit of Jezebel sows what? Division and discord. Proverbs chapter 6, 16 to 19. Let's be quick. I want to finish this
quick, kaba, quick, and then we are done. He sows division and discord. Hey, did you know that the bishop said this about you? Do you know that this brother is look at Proverbs 6. There are six things the Lord hates. Hey, so God hates some things, so do you hate some things? No. He said seven things he detests. Some version says they are abominable. Something that is detestable means it is so bad you don't want to see it around. Is that not it? No. So what are the seven things? Number one, haughty eyes. Number two, a lying tongue. So God hates liars. If you've been lying, watch it. It means that you are an abomination. You are not wanted. Number three, hands that kill innocent. That kill the innocent. You kill innocent. You're killing ministry. You are killing businesses. You are killing by your action. A heart that plots evil. There are people that they are plotting evil. So be meseno. Meseno. I'll destroy him. I'll destroy her. I will destroy her business. I'll destroy her marriage. There are people who are like that. I'll destroy. One girl told me many years ago, said she would look at a couple or people that are caught in, and something would be emitted from her eyes and they start fighting. Not that somebody said, she told me herself. She was operating by a certain spirit, plotting evil. Feet that race to do wrong, they do wrong things. Verse 19. A false witness who pours out what? Lies. Fabricates lies. And pray that God will give you a discerning spirit so that when people talk to you, you know that this is wrong. And then number seven, a person who sows discord in a family, in a business, in a church. So anybody sowing discord, the Lord hates it. So are you sowing discord in a family? It's a question. Amen. Good news or this? The verse 19, quickly look at it. The verse 19, just either in good news or NIV, another version. Yeah, if you can find it. One who sows up what? Who stirs up dissension to dissent. Yeah, yeah, disagreements. Disagreements. Number six, rebellion against authority. 1 Samuel 15, 23. Anybody who rebels against authority. So somebody is singing lead. He said, I can sing better. A leader is there, go and sit here. Say, why should I sit there? You can't control me like that. You can't control me. We are all wearing white. Say, I'm not wearing white. I feel like I have to wear green. I have to wear yellow. I have to, no. 1 Samuel 16, no, 15:23, yes. To obey is better than sacrifice. Look at it, 15:23. Okay, you are come back to it. Amen. So a Jezebel spirit hates position. He hates authority. Number seven, she's a fertile spirit. She is what? A fertile spirit. She impregnates people. Her spiritual sperms are very strong. She breeds evil. So she gives birth to children that she controls. Is that right? Yeah. She says things that controls people and makes people leave an institution. One guy was working at a bank. He said, this person at the bank, every time the person say, this bank is not good. This bank, but year after year, he's still there. And people are going, he said, he told me. He said that I've been in this bank
for about 5-6 years. Every time this person say, every year since I went to the bank, this bank is a bad man. It's a bad man. He always says, but meanwhile, he's always there. So he said, I wonder if the place is bad, why he has not left. I said, he wants you to go. And there are people like that. Are you here with me? Hallelujah. So she impregnates people with evil thoughts. Yeah? Evil thoughts. What they have not thought about, they impregnate them. Do you think this? Don't you think this? Don't you think the way they now they say this, we should do this? Don't you think? Is it good cry that 21 days? Why? Why? That we are fasting. Why? Now that food, there's food we must eat. Why? Right, we must eat. Are you here with me? Revelations 2:23-24. Quickly, let's look at that. Let's start from 18. Revelation 2. She's fertile. Revelation 2:18. To show that Jezebel has children. Revelation 2:18. To the angel, let's read together. To the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these are the words of the Son of God, whose eyes are like blazing fire, and whose feet are like burnished bronze. I know your deeds, your love and your faith, your service and your perseverance, and that you are now doing more than you did at first. But look at it. How the Jezebel spread out. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you tolerate that woman Jezebel. You do what? You tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess. It means that Jezebels must not be tolerated, because they are destroyers. And then he said, by her teaching, she misleads my servants into sexual immorality and the eating of food sacrificed to idols. And I mentioned that Jezebel spread to idolatry and what? Murder. And then what? Sexual immorality. Have you seen it? By her teachings, she teaches you into, misleads people into sexual immorality, into idolatry. And idolatry is anything you put first before God. So he doesn't want you to value God. He doesn't want you to value the things of God. Are you here with me? Number 8, let's be quick. They are very suicidal. They are very what? Suicidal. She brings suicide thoughts. She brings suicide thoughts. It brings suicide thoughts because it operates in self-pity. You know, when you are there, self-pity. It makes you pity yourself, self-pity. And so they say, I'll kill myself. I don't feel that I am worthy. I don't think I'm beautiful enough. You are beautiful. Bible says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Tell us what, I'm beautiful. Oh, say it again. Say, I may not be wearing the type of wig I want. He said, it's not a wig that makes me beautiful. I've been made in the image and the likeness of God. Is God ugly? If God is not ugly, then you are not ugly. You are beautiful. You are special. Sometimes you look in the mirror and say, oh, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made by God. Look at my eyes. You look, God is wonderful. You look at, I mean, how he has created you. Come, stand. Look at how he has crafted this guy's face. The contours. Look at the eye. This, have you seen the thing? Wow. Look at the beard. Look at the mustache. Look at the ear. The ear, the shape, the way the ear has been designed. Wow. Look at the chest. Ah, shake the chest for me. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. What? And I shake the muscle here too. Shake the muscles. Oh, wow. God, it's wonderful. Is that not it? It's wonderful. You know? And then me too, I can shake my own. Hallelujah. You know, God is good. Say something, God is good. You see, yesterday I met somebody, and the person said, I was in this country for this occasion, I couldn't come. And he said, there's something called a muscle that holds us up. Those of you in the medical field, there's a muscle. So your ability to get up It's a certain muscles which are holding you. And when those muscles collapse, you can't stand. He said, he will be there. And they carry. It's a big man. They will carry him. They will put him down. Carry him. Put him down. Carry him. He said, it took just the grace of God. For him. So if you get up and we say, class, stand. Stand. Sit. Sit. Walk. And you are walking. It's 1 million miracles that are taking place in your life. But because you have not gotten a certain car, the miracles you are working in is more than the Jaguar, more than the Lexus, more than the Mercedes-Benz that you have gotten. Thank you, sir. Look at this man. The guy who plays the piano and who is blind. See, wonder. Mama, when Steve Wonder is here, he can't see your nice necklace. He can't see your beautiful haircut. He can't see this nice lace. Are you getting me? But I don't have the money that Steve Wonder has. I haven't been to some of the places, but God has privileged me to see a beautiful, nice woman like you. Isn't that a blessing? So, a Jezebel spirit. Makes you pity yourself. I mean, where I'm coming from? The family you are coming from? Suicidal spirits. That's what no again. Number 9, it craves for acceptance. It craves for acceptance. It wants to be accepted. It craves for acceptance. And that leads us to our 10th point. In craving for acceptance, you see, lot of these girls who are at the red zone is acceptance. I don't think I'm beautiful enough. That's why they are selling their bodies. Apart from money, it's acceptance. Number 10, it blackmails emotionally. So emotional blackmail. So the Jezebel spirit will lead you to emotional blackmail. They tell you, if you don't do what I want, I'm not going to do this for you. You know? And a lady, a wife with a Jezebel spirit is that, because you didn't do this, no sex for the next 3 months or 6 months. No food for you. And they won't cook. Yeah. They will not cook. You go to the house and they have squeezed your face. No food, no smile, no sex. And I told you the other day that men, they don't want food. They need food to eat. And men need sex to think right. Hello? Yeah, because sex releases stress. Some of you are acting like this. I'm coming to you. Yes. Amen. When your husband is going for important meetings and do something. After having sex, after eating well and having sex, and then you hold his dress and say, he goes out with pride, with strength, with dexterity, he's going to do, and goes become an achiever. He goes to whistle. He goes to become an achiever, and he brings achievement to the house. But a Jezebel spirit will sit on the husband's business by looking angry. And I call that the and the man, and I call baby, and and they're looking on your phone. They're looking on the phone. Anybody who looks on somebody's phone, insecurity. Yes, insecurity. I've never taken mommy's phone. I don't have time. Look at it. She's not going to do anything. But why should I take her phone? For what? Her phone is her phone. And anybody wants to do anything, they can always do it if they want to. So it is you not be you being the watchman doesn't stop anything, or watchwoman. Insecurity is what makes you, when the man is asleep or goes to the bathroom, then you go and pick it. Anxiety. Lack of confidence in the person. That makes insecurity. You are allowing the Jezebel spirit to work in you. You too. You go and take your wife's soul. So that's why I said that thing is not only woman. It's a man. Insecurity. Why are you going to look at it? You must trust the person. Amen. You see, devil begins to work. A very bad thing begins when you start accusing. Accusation makes people lose strength. Eh? The moment you get up and you say, you are a thief, it has spoiled our relationship. The day you insult me and say bad things about me to accuse me, is the beginning of a destruction of a relationship. So when a bad thought comes to your mind regarding, quickly kill it, because it's going to destroy the relationship. Eh? Now it's come. Look at it. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. Quickly, Revelation 12, 10. Are you learning something here? Today, after that, we'll just pray. We'll go. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven. Now have come salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers who accuses them before our God day and night has been held what? Down. So it means that where there's accusation, there's no salvation, there's no power. It takes away power, the kingdom of God, and the authority of his Christ. So the Jezebel spirit manipulates you emotionally. And because you want the food and you want the sex, when somebody is misbehaving, you can't correct the person. I hope you're getting me. Or I won't give you money. I won't give you a promotion. I won't give you the... It's a Jezebel spirit to blackmail you emotionally. But you have to learn to be strong. Tell somebody, be strong. Don't be like an Ahab. Ahab was a weak person. Ahab was a weak person. And one of the things that Jezebel's spirit doesn't like is a strong man, a strong woman. Amen. If you have any house help or anybody trying to manipulate, say, go. I know you do it very well. You see, a Jezebel spirit, you see, the person has a certain strength and wants to use it. A Jezebel spirit will say, even though you have, an Elijah spirit says, even though you are doing this, I know you can, you have this ability, but this spirit you are manifesting out. There are people you must sack them from your house. There are people you must sack them from your, they will kill you. Amen. They work very hard. They work very hard. You know it. But they are introducing the spirit into the house. Blackmailing you. One day, somebody tried to exhibit a Jezebel spirit. Young pastor, fresh from the university, doing my national service. I was sitting in my office, my science lab. When I lifted my, I was there. Before I realized, some little girl had come there to try to put her hand in my ear. Hey! Thank God. You see, my office was open. You know, because I always try to protect myself. Listen, don't want any private something. My office was open there and thing. So I don't know how, I think I was concentrating so much. Before I realized, this girl had come, said, I don't know how she had a crush on me or whatever. The little anointing I had wanted to come and take that anointing away. Keep, the way I slapped the hand, wham! A Jezebel spirit. And me, I was the first to run out of the room. I said, get out. I didn't even stay in the room. Before the person starts undressing and say, if you don't do it, I will shout. And she could have done that. So I saved myself first by running out. I went for a conference in a certain country that starts with an alphabet. We have ministered very powerful, everything. I think a day or two before I just came back, after the evening, I went to it. It was a big hotel, nice hotel, eating there. Then this girl comes around. I saw there, I said, what? I can give you massage. I just screamed, get out! And then I took phone and called mommy. I said, look at somebody stupid from someday. Then they were rather laughing at me. But why did I call it? I was reporting. I wanted to make sure that I was secured. I said, let's stay on the phone. And then I moved out. A Jezebel spirit wanted to blackmail you. Are you here with me? Yes. Some of them, they have been sent. Actually. Number 11. It accuses a headship. Accuses a headship. It brings false accusation against the head. She's the number one accuser. So anybody who tries to assassinate the character of a leader, the leader, that's a Jezebel spirit. And I told you, the most powerful thing you can do against a Jezebel spirit is to say no. And listen, the moment somebody comes to report and say no, the person will say, Mr. Honorable, the next, I don't have anything to do with you. The moment you come, oh, ask talker. You see what senior elder did? Look at the person's face. When he doesn't find your face very nice and acceptable to whatever, next time they see, they won't mind you. He said, oh, Mr. Akakansa, have you seen? Last time that was preaching, it's me you were saying, you know that. So what do you mean? So all the preaching, so the man didn't sleep to think about you to come. That's the end of the friendship. When you say a no to a Jezebel spirit, they drive you out of their life. Anybody that you try to relate to, and then they try to cancel, and Jezebel spirit will fight, and especially will fight men. Anybody with a manly spirit, not a feminine. That is why the Jezebel spirit seeks to emasculate you. To emasculate means it will castrate you. You lose your authority. He whip you in line. Am I teaching something here? Number 12, never submit to authority. Never accept correction. Anybody who never accepts correction. You see, Bishop Dad said something. He said, when you are talking to somebody and you spend more than 5 minutes, any conversation that goes more than 5 minutes in correcting somebody is an evil spirit. Yeah. You should be able to tell your child, hey, we don't do this. Yes, daddy, that's all. But when there's argument, the person talking back, but daddy, you see, the thing you did, and the daddy, this is that's a bad spirit. That is why when we're young, the moment you get those, say, move when you want to, what papa when you want to, papa, when you want to, papa. Yes, it's a bad spirit. Are you learning something here? Yes, we don't do that. We don't do that. It's a spirit. Romans 13, 1 and 2. Romans 13, 1 and 2, quickly. And then I'll talk about the solution shortly and we are done. Oh, Romans 13, 1 and 2. Romans 13, 13, 1, 3. Romans 13. Everyone, read it with me. Everyone must submit to what? Governing authority. So when you go to a workplace, who is the governing authority? You must say. Who is the governing authority at your workplace? Your boss. In the family? Your father. In the church? Hallelujah. And every boss, you see, a boss who cannot correct a subject, you're a weak boss. And if you're afraid to correct somebody and to speak to them and go, a boss must be able to hire and fire. You should be able to correct because you ultimately you are responsible. And if you're afraid of somebody to correct, then there's a problem. And you must make people know that you are in charge there. Amen. And you should be able to correct. Because it's the same boss that also makes you get your salary. So when you also come to the church, listen to me. If I preach to you, do you like my preaching? That's why you come. My teaching. I'm your spiritual father. And I teach you this. And I speak over your life. God bless you. God do this. Amen. And you receive it. And your life is changing. When you are also erring, I should be able to tell you that you are erring. And you should, and I should be able to correct you. I'm not afraid to tell any of my children that you are erring. Sometimes I say, shut up. I tell them, shut up. No matter their age, I'm still their father. I respect them. But I can still say, shut up. God is our father, so God can tell us, shut up. When you get to a place where God cannot correct you, there's a problem. And God will correct you physically too. God will correct you through a father. And when you agree with somebody that God is correcting, a father is correcting, and you understand the person, then you have a bad spirit. When the person is, you should be able, all of you should be able to say, brother, you are wrong. Sister, you are wrong. Rebuke not an elder. Have you seen that scripture? Rebuke not an elder. That means that don't speak bad about an elder and treat him as a father. But you rebuke him and say bad things. It's an evil spirit. I'm showing you how people exhibit evil spirits. You think that, oh, they have a case. They don't have a case. It's a misbehavior. Hello? Everyone must submit to governing authorities. For all authority comes from your father's authority in the house. The father's authority comes from here we have a DC. The DC's authority comes from presidency and God. Is that not it? In the church, the pastor's authority comes from, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by, have been placed there by. So in the house, your father has been placed there by. In the office, the boss has been placed there by. And in the church, the pastor has been placed there by. It doesn't mean he's the best preacher. It doesn't mean he's the most righteous person. Are you understanding that? But he has been placed there by God. Verse 2. Let's read that and we'll finish. Verse 2. So anyone who rebels against authority is rebelling against what? What God has instituted, and they will be punished. Hello? Are you learning something? Yeah. See, I want to just finish this topic. Number 13. Doesn't produce leaders. Okay, you let me just jump to the weapons of Jezebel. What are the weapons? Quickly. A few weapons. Number one, self-pity. Jezebel uses a weapon of Jezebel. So that means that if Jezebel wants to control you, what are the weapons that he uses? You know, God's weapons. Say the weapons of our warfare are what? Come on. Then he mentions God's weapons are what? The blood of Jesus. Eh? The name of Jesus. The word of God. Is that not? Arrows and thunderings and God. The weapons Jezebel uses, spirit of Jezebel, is number one, self-pity. Someone say self-pity. She wants to get attention. So it's an attention seeker. Eh? With her deeds. She seeks attention with her deeds. So they give you a cold shoulder. They don't mind you. They have a victim mentality. And they try to let people think that they are being victimized. They play a victim mentality. They are not treating me well. They are not speaking to me well. I'm not loved. I'm being abused. The way they spoke to me is bad. I'm being mistreated. No. He said, you see, instead of accepting their faults, yeah, instead of accepting their faults, you know, there are some ladies like that. The moment you start talking to them, they start crying. We'll give you a handkerchief. You will cry. We'll give a handkerchief. You wipe your face. And after that, we'll talk. Yes. It's a manipulation. It's a spirit. The moment you say, I don't love you. You weep. You finish weeping. When you finish your weeping, get your handkerchief. Get your face towel. Wipe your face. After that, we'll continue. You have to be strong. People don't like strong leaders. You have to be a strong person. There's nothing will work well around you. Madam, you have to be strong in your home. Amen. Don't allow your children to misbehave. Don't allow another woman to come and take over. You have to be strong. When you send some things, take it to prayer. Shakatobaya kataya. You, this person, don't go and fight in the flesh. You see your husband talking to somebody. Hey, so you are the lady, eh?
You, eh? Do you know her? My friend, don't lower yourself. Take the thing up. Shabahataya. Dabahakataya. Dabaya. You see, there was a lady who was trying to manipulate us here. When we came here, she deceived two of our pastors to give her the frontage of our church. There's a piece of land there. She came and put a drinking spot there. You know, selling hard liquor and food. And you know, people gravitate towards food and drink. So she was getting fans. And she would not allow our people to fix the place. Always fighting. And then I said, this battle, it has to be in the spirit. So I started, I told mommy one day, I said, this lady will pack her things and go herself. Won't do anything. So it's like we prayed that one Saturday. I was here, I heard, cuckoo, 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 cuckoo. She removed her things herself. And not apparently she had sold the small place, sold it to two people. And one thing, the people were coming to put some kiosks and said, no, you are finished. We have removed you. When you remove the enemy, don't let anybody come and plant something else there. So Jezebel's spirit, number one, weapon is self-pity. Number two, guilt. You want to manipulate you through guilt. They want you to serve them through fear and guilt. Yeah. You didn't support me. You are not supporting me. Eh? You should have supported me. So you supported the other person against me. Eh? Eh? You don't think well of me. Is it because of that brother, that sister, because of the church you abandoned me? Because of this. Listen, nobody should abandon God for a husband or a wife or children or any human being. Because they'll die and go away. First thing I told mommy when we're going to get married, I said, you follow me so that we'll serve this God or forget it. You're not going to take me away from God. No. God has been too good to me and helped me. The day you die, you see that your wife will go and take another person. As they are having the funeral, she's thinking, I used to have this friend, which of them will come? Right after, you try to die and see. If you like, try to die and see. If you like, try to die. You try to die small. Try to die small and see. Anybody who doesn't like God more than you is very dangerous. I love my wife, my children, but I love God more. I'll choose, because before they came into my life, God has been there for me and saved me. He's the one who brought me into this world. I know some of you don't like what I'm saying, but it's the truth. I'm preaching it. It's the truth. Don't love your children more. I was somebody's child. And I got my father's house. Your children will leave your house. There'll come a time as if you didn't have children. That time we are there, empty nest. All our children are gone. We are blessed that sometimes every now and then they come around or whatever. They are gone. You cannot lean on them. And you can't say, because of my children, so I have to compromise. Because of my this, me, see, we are married. So we are. Wrong is wrong. And right is right. And you must stand and say, honey, I love you, but this sin, give me a Bible. According to what is written here, look, read it. You are wrong. I choose to be on the side of God. Let all choose the side of God. Forget it. Don't be an Ahab. You see, Ahab moved away from God. And look at his end. Bible says he committed a serious abomination because of a woman. Don't commit a serious abomination because of a woman. Because of your children. You must lead every man, you must lead your family to God. Your wife must not lead you away from God.
Anybody drawing you away from God, eh? If you are here, you came, we have loved you in the church. The moment you start having a bad mind about me, do I know you from anywhere? But I accepted you, eh? And have given you the opportunity to collect offering bowl and stand there. You have been watched all around the world. You have been loved. The day your something goes to your heart, anybody tells something and something goes out of your heart against me, it's an evil spirit. I'm telling you. Even the person who brought you to the church, if somebody even brought you to the church and saying something bad, because you came to the church through God directly. Amen. Somebody must have brought you, but it's God. Stand for God. Some of you love your friends more than God. You love your spouse more than God. Number three, spells. Somebody say spells. Now, spells are words that are declared against you. Today we are learning. Eh? Some of you have to go to lectures. When you go for lectures, you spend some time to learn. Is that not it? Spells are words that what are declared against you in the atmosphere. So they speak some things. Is that right? So you can be there and they will say some things. Like Balak wanted to cast a spell, say something over the people of Israel so that they will not thrive. Let me tell you, people are always casting spells against you. You, the politicians, they're always speaking this. They want to finish you if you don't know. So you always have to get up and rebut it. Kadolo Shakaya, any spear, any voice of darkness, whatever that wants to, Opedo Shamodo, I uproot it, I curse it. Matthew 15:13, whatever the Father has not planted must be uprooted. Jeremiah 1:10, God has given me the power to root out, to pull down. So I root out, I pull down, I overthrow, I destroy whatever Satan is trying to cast over my life in the name of Jesus. Spells. You see, in 1 Kings 19, 1 to 11, but just because of time, we'll read verse 1 and 2. Jezebel, when Jezebel was told that Elijah had killed the prophets of Baal, with a sword, he killed what? With a sword. Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah and said, may the gods deal with me, be it ever so. You see, may what? The gods, she was invoking her gods against Jehovah, against Jezebel. If by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like that of one of them. What did she do? She cast a spell. The moment Elijah heard it, Elijah, the great prophet of God. You see, I told you that Jezebels always want to threaten God's servants and God's prophets. She threatened the man of God. She was not afraid of somebody who had called for fire. See, Jezebel's spirit does not mind. No matter the healing anointing, how people have been healed, how people have been blessed, how people have been whatever, when their spirit is manifesting, they forget all of that and they invoke on another spirit. Are you here with me? You invoke on that spirit. And when you read further, you will see that verse 3, when Elijah heard it, so Elijah was afraid and ran for his what? Life. So anytime that somebody speaks and you want to run away, said Jezebel spirits, run away from the church. He spoke Jezebel spirit, run away from the business. You, the husband, they said something, and you are saying something, and then your wife was saying something, and you are now running away from what you said, or run away from your stand. You are running away from where you are standing. He just said Jezebel spirit. Elijah was afraid, ran for his life, and when he came to Beersheba, he left his servant there. You see, he left his servant there and he went further. Verse 4, quickly. While he himself went a day's journey into the desert. The guy went from the city where? Into a desert. So Jezebel's spirit drives away the anointing, drives away authority, drives away good things. He came to a broom tree, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. So that's why I said a Jezebel's spirit tries to give you a suicidal spirit. Let me finish. Lord, I'm tired. He says that I have had enough, Lord. He said, take my life. I'm no better than my ancestor. I'm tired of this marriage.
I don't want to. I don't want to say anything. I'm tired of this business. I'm tired of this. Let her do what she wants to do. Let him do what he wants to do. Let at the workplace. No, no, no. These people at the workplace, the way, let them do. No, no. It's a spirit. You must rise there. Number, yes. Then as he lay there, an angel touched him and said, get up and eat. God will visit you. Any Jezebel spirit fighting you, God will visit you. And God will bring you something to eat to strengthen you. He looked around and he saw a cake of bread baked over hot coals. And he ate and drank and then lay down again. And then, verse 7, quickly, the angel of the Lord came back a second time. Hallelujah. So it means that God will take you care of you and will take care of you again. Oh, your amen is we. He said, get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you. Verse 8, quickly. It's okay. Verse 8. So he got up, drank, strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. Verse 9, quickly. Then he entered the cave. You see, Jezebel made a guy, instead of standing open to do the work of God, he entered the cave, spent the night. And the word of the Lord came to him. What are you doing here, Elijah? Boss, what are you doing here? You have run away from your authority. Husband, you have run away. Afraid man, Jezebel has driven you away. Then he replied, I have been very zealous for the Lord God. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death. This was Jezebel who did that. I am the only one left. And now I'm trying to kill. They are trying to kill me too. Who are they who are trying to kill him? It was only one person. It was one person who did all this. Have you seen it? So when people say, many people say, it's one person. It's one person. Who said this? Then God said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord. For the Lord is about to pass. Then a great and a powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in it, in the wind. So a wind blew, but God was not in him. And then after that, there was an earthquake. The earthquake too, he didn't find God. He didn't move him. Verse 12. After that, the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. But after the fire came a gentle whisper or a sound. Somebody say a sound. So what caused Elijah to come out was what? A sound. And you must hear the sound of the word of God so that you will be able to overcome Jezebel. So we are going to make a sound. The sound you make drives Jezebel. So anytime you see a Jezebel spirit, you must begin to release a sound. The sound of God's voice. Sepa katokea. Dindi atali hakabaya. Deliver Sunday prahayanda. Your eyes must be red. We are going to pray in the next few minutes. But now, how do you deal with Jezebel? I'm sure somebody say, how do you overcome Jezebel? Four quick points. Number one, repent. Somebody say, repent. You must repent. Either you are being used by Jezebel or you are under Jezebel, you must repent. So, as I've said, maybe you can see that you are manifesting something yourself. Or you are under the spell of Jezebel. Jezebel, you must repent. Repent me. Change your mind and say, I don't want just Jezebel's spirit to have anything to do with me. Either I'm being controlled by it or I am using it against somebody. Can I have an amen? Yeah. Write Revelation 2, 20 to 21. Jezebel was given time to repent. So you must repent. Number two. Break every agreement with Jezebel. You must break every agreement. So any agreement now, Jezebel, you must break every agreement with Jezebel. Amen. 20 and 21. So number two, break every agreement with Jezebel. So he said, any agreement you have with me, I don't accept it. I command you out. Someone say out. Number three. Remove that person from any particular position they have. Anybody trying to manifest Jezebel, you must remove the person. I told you last week how we had a house help.
And the house help wanted to control the house. But I knew she had a target. Is that right? She had a target. And wanting to control what to cook, how to cook it, and to dish the food. Whoever dishes you food has control over you. Yes. You don't know what they say about the food. Food is life. It's not everybody's food you eat, oh. Some of you, every time, anytime you see food, no, anytime somebody gives you food and you don't feel okay with it, throw it away. Drink water, you won't die. Don't go and eat something that will control your life. Are you hearing me? Yes. There are some people, the moment you eat their food, you are in trouble. Before you realize, you are heading in their direction. It's not every food we eat. It's not everybody's dress we wear. There are some things called point of contacts. You must pray for a discerning spirit. When your spirit man feels agitated about something uncomfortable, just know it and change. You plan to go to spot A, but when you feel an uneasiness later, don't go there. God is delivering you from something. Amen? Yes. And the final one. So number one is what? Repent. Number two is what? Break every agreement. Is that right? So a Jezebel spirit, he's controlling you. So you must break the agreement. He said, I don't want you here. Somebody told me how a Jezebel spirit was trying to control. And then the moment he said, I don't want you, the person got angry, got agitated to try to destroy this person who said, I don't want you. Fought. But eventually the Lord dealt with the person. Yes, I don't want you. We had to drive the lady away. One person came to the house. She had a saw. He said, want to dress a saw? He said, she won't let anybody dress a saw. Unless her father from the village should come and dress a saw. Which saw do we dress that somebody from the village will come? And you have come to a prophet's house. And you see, there are things that when you say, it will be like this. And so what I knew in my head, I just kept quiet and I started praying. Shabalabalaba, shadalabada, shakarabada. No mention of something, just pray in the spirit. One day, we went out. When I came, the person had jumped our wall and gone to whoever brought it to Accra, and they have left. There was a breaking of agreements. Are you here with me? There are some guys who be manipulating you. There's a girl, when you see the girl, you can't help it. Anytime he says, come. They do the finger like that. Come. All of a sudden you see that you have come. And then you slow down, you are going. You think it's normal. You don't want it. When you finish up, oh, what have I done? It's a spirit. Now you have to rise up. Come. No! Somebody shout no! Oh, you didn't shout it. Say no!
No!
Yes. Jezebel, you are not having my children. You are not having my husband. You are not having my business. That's what we're going to pray about. Jezebel is not having what you saw. He's not going to have your prophet. He's not going to control your husband. He's not going to control your children. A Jezebel spirit can be controlling your children. He's not going to control them. Can I have an amen? Yeah. He's not going to control them. He's not going to control them. And number four, the final one, stand firm against that spirit. Say, stand firm. Yeah. You must stand firm and say, no, 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 no. Someone say, no, 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 no. He will not let you become poor. No more. No poverty. No shame. You are going to do well in life. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm finished. Let's stand. We're going to pray just shortly. Say, Father, have you understood what I preach about? It's a spirit. You want to pray against it. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Or say it with life. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against.
I come against.
Any spell.
Any spell.
That is influencing me.
That is influencing me.
That is controlling me.
That is controlling me.
In any form and manner.
In any form and manner.
I overcome it.
I overcome it.
By the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
And by the word of my testimony.
And by the word of my testimony.
Say, I come against.
I come against.
Every spirit.
Every spirit.
Of divination.
Of divination.
Enchantment.
Enchantment.
Every Jezebelic spirit.
Every Jezebelic spirit.
I overthrow your tables.
Overthrow your tables.
And overrule your rulings.
And overrule your rulings.
Get out from my life.
Get out from my life.
Get out from my home.
Get out from my home.
Get out from my church.
Get out from my church.
Get out from my business.
Get out from my
business. Say, Lord.
Lord.
This morning. I repent.
I repent.
Of every activity of Jezebel.
Activity of Jezebel.
In my life.
In my life.
And say, my Father, my God.
My Father, my God.
I come before you.
I come before you.
And I acknowledge that.
And I acknowledge that.
I've been used.
I've been used.
In one way or the other.
In one way or the other.
By that spirit.
By that spirit.
And I'm under the control.
And I'm under the control.
Of that spirit.
Of that spirit.
Say, I repent.
I repent.
I repent.
I repent.
And I repent.
And I repent.
And from today.
And from today.
I take up my position.
I take up my position.
As a priest.
As a priest.
A father.
A father.
I take up my position.
I take up my position.
As a mother.
As a mother.
As a business owner.
As a business owner.
I take up my rightful position.
I take up my rightful position.
And in the name of Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus.
I enforce.
I enforce.
The victory of Christ.
The victory of Christ.
On the cross of Calvary.
On the cross of Calvary.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I renounce.
I renounce.
Every spirit of Jezebel.
Every spirit of Jezebel.
In my life.
In my life.
In my family.
In my family.
And in my church.
And in my church.
Say, I remove.
I remove.
Every pain.
Every pain.
Where Jezebel operates.
Where Jezebel operates.
Every unresolved emotional pain.
Every unresolved emotional pain.
I command you out of my belly.
Out of my belly.
I break every generational curse.
Every generational
curse. I break every generational curse.
Every generational.
Whatever has gone on.
Whatever has gone on.
In my father's house.
In my father's house.
And in my mother's house.
In my mother's house.
That controls people.
That controls people.
I overcome you.
I overcome you.
Every controlling spirit.
Every controlling spirit.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And I come again.
And I come again.
Every dysfunctional family.
Anything.
The spirit.
The spirit.
That makes people.
That makes people
misbehave.
Misbehave.
And do things.
And do things.
In a wrong manner.
In the wrong manner.
I bind you.
I bind you.
I curse you.
I curse you.
I destroy your home.
I destroy your home.
I said no to you.
I say
I remove.
I remove.
Every pain.
Every pain.
Where Jezebel has operated.
And now I command you.
Every spirit of Jezebel.
Every spirit of Jezebel.
Come out.
Come out of my life.
Come out of my
home.
Come out of my business.
Come out of my church.
Come out of my family.
Come out of my
community. In the name of Jesus.
So
I lose myself.
In prayer.
I lose myself.
I free myself.
From every satanic hold. In the name of Jesus.
So
whatever control me.
Today.
You no more control me.
I release.
The power, of the blood of Jesus,
and I come against
you.
Every voice of
Jezebel
that
made me afraid
and tried to emasculate me
and to take away
my authority,
my power,
my grace.
Today,
I take back
what is mine.
I take back
my family.
I take back
my children.
I take back
my education.
I take back
my marriage.
I take back
my honor.
I take back
my grandchildren.
I take back
my finances.
I take back
my business.
In the name of Jesus.
As I clap my hands,
I resist
every Jezebel spirit.
Out
from my life.
Out
from my home.
Say, I stop.
In the spirit
of Jezebel
that will want to enter
my house,
I release
the
fire
of God
around
my life.
I release
the
lightnings
of God
and I scatter
every spirit of Jezebel and their allies in the name of Jesus. Say, I stop. Whatever wants to stop me from progressing, whatever wants to stop my progress, I overcome you. As I clap my hands, I overcome the spirit that steals my children, that steals my legacy, that steals my honor, that steals my business, that steals my finances, that steals my promotion, that steals in the spirit, delaying my marriage, my childbirth, in the spirit, fighting my political life. I curse you. My business life. I curse you. My financial life. I curse you. My marital life. I curse you. In the spirit that wants to destroy my home, my church, my family, my business. Say today, I notice you. I curse your wealth. I destroy your wealth. Out. 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 And I declare, I'm in Zion. Upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. I receive my deliverance. Say, any woman, any man in my family, stopping me from marrying and enjoying my marriage, enjoying my children. Say, any spirit that wants to stop me from having children, physical children, spiritual children, and enjoying my children, listen to me. I come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts. As I clap my hands, I destroy your activity. Lose your hold and get out. Go, 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 go. Open your mouth and talk to God right now.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lift your voice up. Have a spirit of Jezebel operating in your life, operating in your home, in the name of Jesus. Have a spirit of Jezebel that want to steal your children, that want to steal your joy. Lift your voice up, stamp your feet up, clap your hands up. Come against her. Have a spirit of Jezebel in the name of Jesus.
Pray. The spirit stopping your business. The spirit stopping your business. Your helpers.
Anybody.
Any spirit. Stopping my helpers from locating me.
Today.
I come against you.
Any spirit.
That sweeps away.
Goes to bless me.
My spiritual children.
My physical children.
God assigned to me today.
I sweep away.
I oppose.
My opposers.
I destroy.
My destroyer.
In the spirit.
Opposing.
My joy.
My honor.
My promotion.
I overcome you.
By the finger of God.
In the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth.
Talk to God.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus.
I won't accept it.
In the condition.
In my life.
Which is negative.
Jesus came to destroy it.
Therefore, I won't accept it.
Whatever.
God didn't initiate.
In my life.
It's an error.
It has to be corrected.
So today.
I correct.
That error.
To subvert a man. It's not approved by God.
I overcome your way.
In the name of Jesus.
To walk.
As a prince.
And for servants.
To drive in cars.
It's an error.
For me to be walking around.
At a marriageable age.
And I'm not married.
It's an error.
I refuse it.
Any sickness.
In my body.
It's an error.
It's an error.
educational challenge,
is an error.
I uproot you.
I overthrow you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Get out from my life.
Any disease
that the enemy has placed in me
is an error.
I refuse your word.
Say,
I shout.
Change.
Let there be a change.
Every negative thing
perpetuating in my life.
Any ancestral curse.
Dysfunctional spirit. I overcome you.
Out.
Out.
The
any door of blessing that was close to my life.
Close to my parents.
Close to my forebears. Today. Be open to me. Doors of blessing.
Doors of honor.
Doors of marriage.
Doors
of childbirth.
Doors of childbirth.
Doors of peace.
Doors of peace.
Open now.
Open now.
Any Jericho wall.
Every Jericho wall.
Any wall of limitation.
Any wall of limitation.
Whatever is limiting me.
Whatever is limiting me.
Any line of demarcation.
Any line of demarcation.
That the devil says. I will not cross.
I will not cross.
Today.
From today.
I cross it.
I pass.
Every examination.
My children will pass.
All the examinations. I will marry.
My children will marry.
I will live a long life.
To see my children.
My business will prosper.
My business will prosper.
Oh Lord.
Satisfy me early.
Let your mighty power come on me.
Come over me.
Deliver me from evil.
Let
your glory be seen in my life.
Let your glory be seen in my life.
Oh Jericho wall. Any witchcraft spirit.
And
demonic decree.
In my maternal family.
I erase you. By the blood of Jesus.
Any effect.
Any spell.
And demonic incantation.
Against my life.
Any spell.
Release against me.
Today.
I declare.
Go back to sender.
I destroy your power.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Any witchcraft activity.
I overthrow you.
I overcome you.
By the blood of the Lamb.
And I say, Lord.
As Elijah prayed.
And it didn't rain.
For three and a half years.
He prayed again.
And the rains came.
Now I lift my hands.
And I say, Lord.
Let the rain.
Of joy.
Of honor.
Of peace.
Of promotion.
Come unto my life.
I receive.
Anything.
That is a blessing.
Let us delay.
Oh Lord.
Let him speed it up.
Let him locate.
My address.
Let the house.
Let the car.
Let the children.
Let the promotion.
Let the money.
Let the honor.
Let the glory.
Let the glory.
Locate.
My address.
From today.
No more abortion.
No more murder.
Of my blessings.
In the name of Jesus.
I possess my possession.
I receive my helpers.
From the east.
From the west.
From the north.
From the south.
From the south.
Anybody
wants to give me wood,
let me give me
iron.
Instead of iron.
I receive.
Silver.
Instead of bronze.
Let them give me gold.
In the name of Jesus.
Today.
Let angels sit
on my walls.
May my walls,
because salvation,
and my gates,
because praise,
I thank you,
that I am blessed,
my hope is blessed,
my marriage is blessed,
my ministry is blessed,
my family is blessed,
thank you, Lord,
that you have done it,
in Jesus,
precious name,
Amen.
Oh.